The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The judge told the 7 men and 5 women that they are the sole judges of the facts and which evidence and witnesses to believe, but they should only weigh what was presented in court. He said they must examine the immunized testimony of Johnny Williams with greater care and determine if his statements were affected by self-interest or prejudice. Spencer said because Maureen was not a public official, a conspiracy must be proven and her husband found guilty of some charges to find her guilty. He said to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, the government must prove criminal intent, that 2 or more people knew the purpose of a corrupt agreement, then deliberately and knowingly entered into it. He said the agreement did not need to be explicit. The judge stressed that no one alleges that the McDonald's violated state law, but only federal law. He also said if evidence of good character is inconsistent with traits associated with the crimes, that this may give rise to reasonable doubt. He added that the jury must be unanimous on each count for a defendant to be convicted of that count. At the federal courthouse in Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.